and welcome back to 10-4. This is episode 10. My name is Drew Robbins, and today we're going to talk about web deployment in Visual Studio 2010. We're really going to look at three things. The first thing is we're going to look at web.config transformations that allow you to manage the various settings for your application configuration between the different environments you're going to deploy to. The second thing we'll look at is the integration of the Microsoft Web Deployment Tool into Visual Studio 2010 that makes it easier for you to package up the various settings and files for your application and deploy them to a target environment. And then finally, we're going to look at a specific feature called Web One-Click Deployment in Visual Studio 2010 that will wrap all of those things into an easy and automated process for you to leverage from within Visual Studio. So let's jump right in and take a look. The first thing we're going to look at is web.config transformations in Visual Studio 2010. To do that, I have a simple application that displays a list of products. At the end of the list, I have a couple settings that are being pulled from my web.config file. The first setting is just a label that's telling me what environment I'm currently executing in. And the second one is a connection string that is currently pointed at a local database since I'm in my development environment. What we want to be able to do is change these settings when we go to deploy an application. And currently in Visual Studio 2008, that requires you to go into your web.config file and manually change the settings as you deploy the application for the environment that you're deploying to. In Visual Studio 2010, we have this new feature for doing web.config transformations as part of the deployment process. So first, let's take a look at the application, and I just want to point out that I'm using the existing ASP.NET APIs for pulling these settings in. So I'm calling configuration manager .app settings, and I'm pulling in the environment app setting and setting a label on the ASPX page. And then I'm calling in the connection strings and pulling in my connection string, and then again setting a label on the ASPX page. If I look at my web.config file, there's nothing changed or fancy going on here. Again, I just have an app settings section. I've added a value that has the key environment and the value development. And then I've added a connection string called products connection string, and that again is pointing at my local database. So nothing really fancy going on here. What you'll notice over in Solution Explorer under the web.config file are two new files. And these are actually the transformations that are being used when I deploy to various environments. And there's one for each configuration that's currently set up in my development environment. And so we could look at these, but what I want to do is kind of start from the scratch and create a new configuration for a staging or QA environment, and then we'll go ahead and create a transformation for that configuration. So what we'll do is go to Configuration Manager, and we'll select to create a new configuration. We'll call this staging, and we'll copy over the settings from release and click close, and now we have a new configuration. And what we'll do is we'll go over to the web.config file, we right-click on it, and select Add Config Transforms. And what that'll do is go through the configurations in our environment, and any of them that do not have transforms, it'll create a new transform for that. So let's open up that web.config transform. And what we see is it looks very similar in structure to the web.config file. In fact, it follows that schema. So we've got configuration, and we've got system.web, and then we have a compilation element under that. And what happens is when we want to apply a transform, we add some new attributes for doing the transforms. For example, on the compilation elements, we currently have a transform that removes the attribute of debug. And so this is one of those things that commonly gets forgotten when we deploy an application from our development environment to production, and that is to remove this debug attribute. So this is a common thing that now can be caught based on the environment that we're targeting. What we want to do is add a couple other transforms, and so let's paste those in. And what we're going to have these transforms do is, first of all, in the app settings section, what we want to do is have an add element. We want to locate the correct add element by matching on key, and then we want to do a transform that sets the attribute from value. We're going to set the value attribute. And so the key that we're going to match on is environment, and the value is staging. Okay. For connection strings, what we're going to do is something a little bit different. We're still going to have an add element. The locator, we're going to match on name. That makes sense. The transform, however, in this case, what we're going to do is replace the entire element. So instead of doing a particular attribute, we're saying go ahead and just replace the entire element with the element that I have defined here. And in this case, what we're going to do is set the connection string to point at a QA database server instead of our local database server. Okay, so we have a transformation file created now. We have our configuration currently set to staging. We're going to use a feature called Web One-Click Deploy to deploy this out to our IIS server, and that's succeeded. And we'll talk about Web One-Click Deploy in a little bit, but let's switch over to our web app and refresh this. And what we'll see is that our environment should now be transformed, and we now have picked up those new settings of staging with a different connection string that's now pointing at QA database server. Just to be clear, let's take a look at the web application directory and see what was deployed for this application. You'll notice that there's only one single web.config file, and that's because Visual Studio has taken the transformation, applied it to the web.config file, and then copied that file, that resulting file, out to the server. And so inside web.config, we see that our environment setting is updated to staging, and our connection string is in fact pointed at QA database server. So this particular feature gives you the automation you need in order to apply changes to the web.config file during your deployments to various environments. Another area that is a challenge with web application deployment is collecting all of the settings and files and the configuration environment required to run our application into some kind of package that we can then easily transfer to the target environment and redeploy. The IIS team has done quite a bit of work over the last year to create a tool called the Microsoft Web Deployment Tool that makes this a lot easier. The Microsoft Web Deployment Tool is something available today that you can download from IIS.net that executes at the command line and allows you to do things like sync applications between two servers. You can archive an application along with its settings and later restore it. And you can do things like what-if analysis to see what the impact of deploying an application is going to be before you actually deploy it. So I'm going to just execute a quick MS deploy command here to archive the application that we just deployed to a local directory called Product List Archive. What that's going to do is go out to the IIS server and pull in all of the files and settings for Product List. And so if I go to Product List Archive and do a directory, we'll notice a couple things. One is a content directory. The content directory has all of the files that were required to run my application, including default.aspx and the binaries and the web.config that we had deployed earlier. So another file that is in this directory is systeminfo.xml. And if we take a look at this, systeminfo.xml has a bunch of configuration information about how IIS was configured, including things like the modules that were currently configured and how the handlers were configured. And what this allows me to do now is when I deploy my application using MS Deploy, I can make sure that the correct modules and handlers are configured in my target environment. So I'll point you to an MS Deploy page so you can learn more about that in the show notes. But what I want to show you right now is the integration of MS Deploy into Visual Studio 2010. When you're in Visual Studio 2010 with a web project, you'll notice on your project properties a new tab called Publish. This Publish tab allows you to set up how Visual Studio 2010 will prepare packages for MS Deploy deployment. So it allows you to select things like, do I want to include all of the files in my project or only the files needed to run the application? You have the option here to collect the IIS settings, such as the application pool configuration, so that when you deploy your application, you can make sure you're deploying to an application pool that's running the same version of the framework that you're developing your application against. And then finally, you have some packaging options, including the ability to package this MS Deploy package into a zip file for easy transfer to the target environment. So let's go to our project menu, select package, and we'll launch this create package process. And Visual Studio will go ahead and build our application out. It'll do the web transformation like we did earlier, and then it will package these things into this MS Deploy package. If we look at the staging directory under object in our product list project directory, we'll see that there's now a package directory here. And when we click on the package directory, we'll see a couple things. One is there's an archive.deploy command, and this is something that we can quickly execute in order now to deploy this package to our target environment. There's also a destination and source manifest that just define things about where this application is going to be copied from and where it's going to be copied to. And then there's also this archive directory. And when you look at the archive directory, this looks very similar to the MS Deploy directory that we created, the archive that we created earlier. So let's jump down to the command line then and execute this archive.deploy and see what happens. And so we'll go to our demo, product list, objects, staging, package directory, do a directory here. You'll see that command file. If we execute that, it tells us we have two different options. One is we can do a what-if analysis to see what's going to happen before we apply it, or we can just go ahead and apply this package to the deployment environment. We'll just go ahead and apply for now. As that's doing that, let's switch over to IIS, and we should, if we do a refresh here, see a new application show up, and we sure do, product list dev deploy. Let's browse that application, and what we should see is the same product list deployed out with our staging settings. And it might just take a second for this to load. There we go. And so we do, in fact, have the staging settings, and the application is deployed as expected. Final feature I want to look at in Visual Studio 2010 around web deployment is the Web One-Click Deployment tool that I used briefly in Demo 1. To do that, what we're going to do is deploy our application to production now. So we've deployed to development, to staging, and now we'll deploy to production. As part of that, I also want to show you how you can take some of the IIS settings and deploy them along with your application. To do that, let's pick a typical IIS setting that would normally require you to go into the IIS manager to configure, and that is the default document. What we're going to do is change our default document from the current list to include a home.aspx, and we're going to just change the landing page for our application. We've applied that. Let's go back and refresh, and we should see a new landing page now for our products application, and we do. So a simple little change, but definitely something that in the past was a manual step in configuring an application when you deploy it to a new server. So let's go back to Visual Studio now, and we do want to deploy this to production, so let's switch our configuration to release now. On the Web One-Click Deployment toolbar, we'll notice that I have a couple different profiles, the local web server, which is the profile used earlier, as well as a production server profile. Let's edit the settings for that and see the things that we can configure. First of all, there's the publish method. The publish method could be MS Deploy, it could be FTP, it could be the file system or front page server extensions. For MS Deploy, we just need to provide an HTTPS location to the MS Deploy handler. We need to provide the target site application that we want to deploy this to. And we also want to check that when it creates this location on the IIS application server, that it marks it as an IIS application. And then finally, we just need to provide our username and password. And then I've also said to allow an untrusted certificate here. Because this is a demo, I'm using a self-signed certificate, so I just need to allow that untrusted certificate while we're testing out the feature here. So let's go ahead and click Publish. And as that publishes out, let's switch over to the production server, and we'll see that it currently has just a website with no applications configured. If I refresh that now, our application should be deployed by now, and it sure is. So here's the product list, and if we click on product list and just browse to that application, we'll notice a couple different things. First of all, we should see that the home.aspx is the default page, so that IIS setting was copied up with our other application files. And if we click on products list, we'll see that we are now set up for the production environment as well as the production database server. So our web.config transformations came in real handy here now, where we've been able to set all of the appropriate settings for the target environment that we're deploying to. Okay, so in this episode we saw several different things. The first thing was the web.config transformations that allowed us to change our application settings depending on what environment we were going to deploy to. The second area was the MS Deploy integration in Visual Studio 2010 that made it easy to package up our application files and the settings for our application into a package that we could easily then deploy out to a target server. And then the third area was the web one-click deployment that wrapped all of that behind an easy one-click interface for deploying our application to a target server. So that's it for this episode of 10.4. If you have any questions or comments, please do leave them in the comments of the show or email us at 10-4@microsoft.com. That's it for this week. Next week you'll be hearing again from Jonathan Carter. Thanks for joining us. Over and out.